And now, it's time for our weekly news round. Lutheran Radio News with Paul Hill.
Regular listeners and visitors to Lutheran Radio UK will be pleased to hear that once again Lutheran Radio UK will have a stand at this year's Christian Resources Exhibition, which for the first time in years has changed venue to the Excel London Exhibition and Convention Centre at the Royal Victoria Dock, 1 Western Gateway, London E16 1XL. The Christian Resources Exhibition will take place from the 19th to the 22nd of May. Our Lutheran Radio UK stand will be P80, that is P for Paul, 80. We are right by the entrance to the main restaurant. If you are hungry for food, go there. If you are hungry for God, see us. The exhibition is open from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. except Friday, when it closes at 4:30 p.m. There will be over 300 exhibitors, so you can easily spend a day there without seeing it all. But make sure you come and see us and find out how LRUK works, who we are, and how incredibly good looking I am. I do have a great face for radio. The team would love to see you there. Nearly 450 people, including Wittenberg residents, LCMS representatives, and international church partners from all around the world, took part in the dedication service for the International Lutheran Centre at the Old Latin School on May the 3rd. The service, conducted jointly with leaders from both the LCMS and the SELC, began at Wittenberg's historic St. Mary's Church, where Martin Luther preached more than 2,000 times. The liturgy alternated between German and English, with LCMS President the Reverend Dr. Matthew C. Harrison preaching in both German and English. Pastor John Ehlers, Chairman of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England, and Dr. Cynthia Lumley, Principal of Westfield House, were also in attendance. "We are very excited to take part in the dedication ceremony of the International Lutheran Centre," said the Reverend Dr. Armin Wentz, a SELC pastor from Halle, who periodically is a guest professor at the SELC Seminary. "For us confessional Lutherans in Germany, this is a great day. We have a centre and a meeting place in the capital of world Lutheranism, where Luther studied. And we are very thankful to all our brothers and sisters, especially those in the LCMS, who made this day possible." During the service, Harrison delivered a sermon with the sting of the law, and then in full measure preached the pure gospel, paralleling Luther's last sermon given at St. Mary's centuries ago. With a focus on Matthew chapter 11, Harrison echoed Luther's emphasis on having childlike faith in God. After the St. Mary's service, the worshippers processed from St. Mary's to the doors of the Old Latin School, after which local government officials, including the Governor of Saxony-Anhalt and a representative of the Lord Mayor of Wittenberg, acknowledged the significance of the school and Wittenberg's Lutheran heritage. At a reception that followed, donors, church partners and other contributors were recognized for bringing the restoration of the Old Latin School to fruition. The Reverend Dr. David L. and Louis Marsman received special recognition from the SELC and the LCMS for facilitating the Old Latin School project while working with other missionaries and international partners to spread the gospel. David Marsman is an LCMS missionary and managing director of the International Lutheran Society of Wittenberg, a German non-profit corporation established by the LCMS, Concordia Publishing House and the SELC for joint ministry in Wittenberg. Also during the reception, SELC Bishop Hans-Jörg Voigt thanked the LCMS for helping Germans remember their history and thereby helping them rediscover the gospel as Luther once rediscovered it. "The Old Latin School helps us to recover our heritage, and we are so thankful for this," Voigt said. "It's quite spectacular to bring Lutheran church leaders from around the world to celebrate Lutheranism, where it all began," said the Reverend Randall Golter, who serves in the LCMS office of the President as Special Assistant to the President. In this capacity, he is responsible for leading the Synod in coordinating and planning for the 2017 Reformation Anniversary Celebration. "God is working his mission among the nations around the world," Golter said. Hail, snow, flooding, a tornado and a tropical storm caused chaos and destroyed a Lutheran church in the center of the United States and Carolina coast on Sunday. Rescue helicopters in Denton County, Texas, pulled six people out of homes after thunderstorms dumped heavy rain in the area. In the town of Crum in northern Texas, Hickory Creek flooded, sweeping away cars. And in the town of Denton, high winds toppled trees. In eastern southern Dakota, officials were evacuating residents of Delmont after a tornado touched down at 10:50 a.m., injuring 9 people, demolishing a Lutheran church and damaging 20 buildings. It's a voluntary evacuation. There's no water, no heat, no electricity, Tony Mangan, public information officer for the South Dakota Department of Public Safety, told Reuters. He said of those injured, all but 2 were treated and released. David Matthews, 70, owner of the Old Bank Mini Mart in Delmont, said the storm hit incredibly fast. We were in our house and knew something was going on and getting ready to go to the basement. Then it was over, Matthews said. We just built a brand new fire hall and it was destroyed. Also a row of houses near the fire hall. The Lutheran church was destroyed. It's all in rubble. Meanwhile, officials issued no travel advisories for western South Dakota, which was blanketed in snow and under a blizzard warning. In early afternoon, severe thunderstorms moved over Sioux Falls, hail fell in Texas and Arkansas, and tornado watches were in effect in parts of Oklahoma, Arkansas and Texas. Tropical Storm Anna, the first named storm of the 2015 Atlantic hurricane season, weakened after making landfall near Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, but high surf and flooding still threatened the coast. Jesus' promise is at the heart of the global children's prayer campaign, I Am With You Always. This promise of Jesus is the theme of this year's Global World Weekend of Prayer campaign for children at risk on the 6th to the 7th of June. Hundreds of thousands of Christians from over 40 nations are expected to gather in prayer marches, church services, city centres and special events to pray for vulnerable children. According to the UN, in the world today, 1 billion children worldwide live in poverty, with 6.6 million under 5-year-olds dying from preventable causes. 15% of children engaged in work and 1 in 10 girls married before they reach 15 years old. In addition, child poverty has increased in 23 developed world countries since 2008. Andrew Dubok, Viva's communications manager, says, "When you see the world through the eyes of a vulnerable child, it can be painful, frightening and lonely. And yet we believe that God is a God of protection, provision and promises. We're calling on Christians wherever they are that weekend to join us in praying on behalf of the hurting children in our communities and those in far-off places, that God would give them strength and carry them through their desperately tough times." During last year's campaign, almost 50,000 Christians took part in Mwanza, Tanzania's second biggest city. More than 40 children were connected to their churches for the first time, including 8-year-old Laura, who lives with her aunt because both parents died. She doesn't regularly go to school because she can't afford stationery or shoes. Laura says, "My friend told me about the World Weekend of Prayer, so I joined in and was warmly welcomed and received by the pastor. As a result, she was accepted on a church project, and one of the members is paying her school fees. This is the day I smiled most in my life," says Laura. Meanwhile, in San Jose, Costa Rica, Gilbert Barantes, a pastor, organized for his church to collect and distribute food in the homes of the poorest families in the community. "We recognize that prayer is also to act, so we believe that our work begins with prayer and continues with action," he said. The World Weekend of Prayer campaign is held every year over the first weekend of June. First launched in 1996, it brings together hundreds of thousands of adults and children across more than 40 countries. It is organized by Viva, an international Christian charity working with supporters and partner networks to inspire lasting change in children's lives through the power of collective action. Last year, it helped nearly 1 million children in 20 countries. For more information, contact Andrew Dubok, Viva Communications Manager, at dubok@viva.org. And finally, an Arkansas veterinarian has kept a dog from going out with a bang after the animal ate 23 live rifle rounds. Benno, the 4-year-old Belgian Malinois, had surgery last week to remove the 3.8 caliber ammunition from his stomach. Owner Larry Brassfield said Benno had eaten socks, magnets and marbles, but he didn't expect the animal would bother a bag of bullets by his bed. Brassfield and his wife realized Benno needed medical attention after the pet vomited up 4 live rounds. Veterinarian Sarah Saxton at All Creatures Animal Hospital removed 17 rounds from Benno's stomach, but left 2 in his esophagus, which the dog was allowed to backfire on his own. "This is something they certainly didn't cover in school," Saxton said. I've had dogs eat things before, mostly stuffed toys. Once I had one in who swallowed a hearing aid, but I think this takes the cake. Brassfield said he won't leave ammo lying around anymore, but isn't optimistic that Benno will stick to dog food.
My name is Paul Hill. Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. Lutheran Radio News will be back next Friday. Until then, every blessing to you and goodbye for now.
On your PC, tablet, mobile phone and internet radio receiver, this is Lutheran Radio UK.